Waking up with Central Iowa.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So yesterday, I found this so odd. In a good way, at least I think. My wife is convinced we've been scammed somehow.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
Something horrible is going to happen.
Sure.
So I had a little bit of electrical work I needed to have done, and I found this guy who, and I do not know him, but somebody else had used him and recommended that I know. So, but anyway, the guy is a younger guy, probably in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Works for, at least when I was talking to him, he said he works for his brother. Side jobs. He's been trying to get some other side jobs on the side like this because he's moving. So I'm like, great, you know.
Yeah.
So all came together. So it turned out the main reason I had him come over was really no big deal, and he got it fixed quick. But I had also asked him to switch out a couple light fixtures for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And at the end, when I went to pay him, he looks at me and goes, "Nah, this is too easy. I can't take your money." And I'm like, what?
What?
Which, on the one hand, I was like, okay, is he insulting me here? Like,
right.
Dude, find YouTube.
Yeah, so you had to do one little screw or something. He's just...
like, was seriously, this easy. Is so easy, I can't even charge you for it. And I mean, we didn't get into it, but we're not friends, no offense. I mean,
right.
This is not a favor you're doing for me. I have to pay you something.
Right.
And finally, I mean, after we go back and forth for several minutes, he's like, all right, $20. And I said, okay, sure, but I feel like I'm getting off pretty easy here.
Yes.
I mean, nobody else would even come out for a service call for $20 for crying out loud.
Right.
No. There's some minimum.
But, you know, he wouldn't take it. And I kept trying to even give him a little bit more because I felt bad.
Please but, take my money.
But he would not do it. And he left, and I'm just like... Well, that's something you don't come across every day.
No, you sure don't. You
won.
But I do understand Kristen's feeling.
Of course you would.
Of, you know, now is their house going to start on fire?
Right,
or something.
Yes, because that's what he did. He intentionally came in
right
for $20 to burn the house down.
No paperwork? Perfect crime. Done and done.
I mean,
like, what does he feel guilty about?
I don't understand your thought. I dealt with this at home last night.
I know you did.
What do you think?
I know you did.
Do you think he could have done this?
Yes.
I'm like, no, I don't get
spy
what
cameras.
Yes, we had the cameras,
I bet.
Of course. Of course the cameras are now in there.
Women.
I'm like, what? What would be his incentive?
Yes. Right.
And if you're going to really scam somebody, you charge them, too. You make it look good.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, because you wouldn't want to...
You're drawing attention.
Yes. You wouldn't want to lead to these kinds of conversations that were actually taking place.
You don't forget
your
who.
Detective work is great when you think it through a little further.
Right.
So, this is probably when, you know, something was too good to be true. You do start to feel that way. Don't you feel that way when you get a good deal with a car or with anything?
Kind of, you start feeling like...
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Did we miss something?
Yeah.
You know, what are we really getting into here?
Curious, 280-1025, did you ever have something that was too good to be true, except it was?
Yes.
As time went along and you kept waiting for the other shoe to drop and it never does?
It's like I got a call out of the blue, actually, when we were on vacation. We were in Costa Rica and some woman told me that we won a vacation. Which sounds ridiculous at first. You know, you always get these. You've won. But I actually did enter us in. It was at this boat show. We went to the boating show at the Iowa State. And I actually did enter us into the drawing. And she's like, you won the vacation that you registered for at this boat show. Now, it's sort of falling apart because I've tried to call back a couple times and no one's really answering.
Okay, so this is too good to be true.
You are...
But for a second, I thought I actually did win. Like, it was a legit thing.
You are the only person that I know that would answer an unknown call while on vacation out of the country.
I didn't. It was, she left a message.
The only person you know, your wife wouldn't, my wife would.
Oh, I guess three people.
What happened, Chris?
So we bought our house off of Craigslist, and they were moving states, moving away, and the house just fell apart.
Okay, so...
The house fell apart?
Just everything that you can think that would happen, happened.
Yeah, it was so, the money pit. Money
well, now,
yeah,
now
yeah, the money pit. Yeah.
Now I have a list. Did a wall fall down?
what was the worst thing?
All but the walls. So the plumbing was bad.
Yeah.
The electrical was bad.
Yeah.
The...
Mm-hmm.
Just everything.
Well, Ken has a guy that'll fix your electrical for like $0.
All right.
Yeah, can I get his name?
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Hey, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.